Welcome to the Gracious Words Devotional with Pastor Carl Hansen. Today we want to look at an interesting topic, and that topic is fellowship. Fellowship is one of the most important things that is expected of the believer. Fellowship is key to the development of an individual believer's spiritual life. In Paul's letter to the church in Philippi, he shows us a different picture of what true fellowship looks like. He starts by thanking the Philippians for their partnership in the gospel. Some translations use the word fellowship instead. What was his partnership or fellowship with the church in Philippi so that he thanked them for? The Philippian church was the first church that Paul planted in Europe. It consisted of a merchant named Lydia and her household, a jailer and his family, and others who had become believers since its founding. According to Acts chapter 16, while Paul wrote many letters to correct or rebuke in early churches, his letter to the Philippian church stands out as one of thanksgiving and rejoicing. I am sure the Philippian church was not perfect, and no church is. But what set the Philippians apart was their razor-sharp focus. They were committed towards furthering the shared gospel and spreading the good news of Christ. In supporting Paul financially and working with him, the Philippian church was not just spreading the gospel, but they were living the gospel out in the community. When Paul thanks God for his fellowship with believers in Philippi, he is not merely thinking of casual after-meal talks or fun games. Paul is thankful that the Philippians were working alongside him in sharing the gospel with the Gentiles, reaching out to those in need and looking out for the interests of others, even when they themselves were suffering. True fellowship is when we look out for each other, and not for each other in the faith, but for others who are outside the faith. True fellowship consists of being accountable for each other and helping each other. It also consists of defending one another from their common enemies. It also consists of helping each and everyone in his or her journey in Christ. That is what builds up a strong church. A strong church is a church that has fellowship as its central core. True discipleship comes through fellowship. Any leader in a church will tell you that the key to church growth is by deeper fellowship. Real conversations, getting to know what is in the heart of people, knowing the needs, knowing the problems of people, and helping them and understanding them is the way to build fellowship. Fellowship is not just about bringing the gospel to people, but we coming together to join in partnership, to help one another, to build our faith despite each other's struggles. We must commit to each other in this journey and pray with one another as we all go through different seasons of life. Because our fellowship is what brings us to maturity in Christ, and not just any form of maturity by mere words in Christ, but spiritual maturity in growing to be like Christ. Because our fellowship is no ordinary earthly fellowship. We were brought together by no less than God Himself for a divine purpose. So let's work together to fulfill the purpose of sharing His good news with the rest of the world. Philippians chapter 1, verses 3. I thank my God upon every remembrance of you, always in every prayer of mine, for you all, making requests with joy, for your fellowship in the gospel from the very first day until now, being confident of this very thing, that he who hath begun a good work in you will perform it until the day of Jesus Christ. Even as it is, meet me to think this of you all, because I have you in my heart, inasmuch as both in my bonds and in my defense and confirmation of the gospel, ye are all partakers of my grace. For God is my record, how greatly I long after you all in the bowels of Jesus Christ. Amen. Now let's pray. Father Lord, thank you for your knowledge of fellowship. Thank you for helping me to understand that fellowship means coming together with my fellow brethren. And not just coming together with them, but helping them to know their needs, to know their problems, to know their issues, knowing what is in their hearts, and helping them in every way of each life struggle through your grace, by praying for them and by their praying for me. Help us to build stronger bonds that will help us to grow spiritually in you. Amen.